Welcome to the Kenkel Fritz and Friends podcast. If you want to hear the show, you can find it on Family Life Radio. If you want to find a station near you, you can go to myflr.org or stream it online.
Hey, good morning. We are Kenkel Fritz and Friends. Thanks so much for listening this morning on Family Life Radio. So, somebody sent this to us. Conversation between mom and son, who's 5 years old. And she's talking to him about, you know, he messed up and everything. And she said, we all make mistakes. And he said, even you? Yep. Oh, yeah. Like when you were trying to cook food that tastes good and then it doesn't.
Yeah. Oh, ouch. Wow.
Boy. All right. So this brings us to the topic of funny things that children say. You got one for us? 888-888-9976. I think it's the fact that there's absolutely no filter.
Oh, they're brutal.
Yeah.
No chill.
Don't understand how to ease into the
comment. They just lay it out there.
Yeah. Family Life Radio, hello, good morning. What do you got?
Hi, I just wanted to tell you something that my child said to me that was funny, yet some crushing to my soul.
Crushing your soul. All right, Beth Ann, tell us.
So we're going down the road, and my kids are in the backseat arguing about who gets the cell phone. And I, in true parent form, said, well, back in my day, we didn't have cell phones. We had to look out the window and entertain ourselves that way. To which my 7-year-old replied, oh, Mom, you mean the 1900s? Which is true. Ouch. You know, 1990, 1980, that, I guess it was. But that just, it kind of crushed my soul a little bit. I'm like, wow, I do feel old.
Yeah, when someone describes it as the 1900s.
That's a dagger.
Boy, that just sounds.
One of my friends is a teacher, and one of her kids referred to like 1998 as the late 1900s. And she was like, what?
Oh my goodness.
Are you kidding me?
What are they teaching kids?
I know.
I mean, it almost sounds like back when I used to drive a Model T.
Right.
Exactly.
Right? Mom, you mean TV was in color back then? Oh, yeah.
Little laughs. It's little kids telling their jokes. If you have a little child nearby, they've got a joke. Here's our phone number. 888-888-9976. All right. We've got one here. And who is this?
Hi, I'm Jeremy.
Jeremy, how old are you?
10.
Okay, and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Roswell, New Mexico.
Sounds like you're driving around.
Yes, I am.
Wow, wasn't you your license?
I don't know. You can ask my mom.
All right, Jeremy, what's your joke?
Why do ducks have feathers?
Why do ducks have feathers?
To hide their butt quacks.
Where'd you learn that one?
My dad.
Of course.
Again, I am not surprised. Seriously.
Yeah, exactly. Funny things the kids say. What do you got for us? 888-888-9976. And who is this?
This is Becky.
Hey, Becky. Where are you calling from?
I am calling from Southern Michigan. Well, I have a funny story revolving my kids and things that they said.
Okay.
We were sitting down to dinner one night, and my husband just out of the blue started singing. And my son was probably about 5 at the time, and he's like, Daddy, I didn't know you could sing. And my daughter, in all seriousness and sweetness, says, he can't.
Oh, wow.
The unfiltered truth.
Don't quit your day job, Dad.
Yeah, exactly.
She's brutal.
Yeah.
Oh, she's brutal.
Sounds like it.
I love to share that story and make other people laugh.
Yeah, right. Okay, well, in all honestness, can Dad sing? Is he okay or no?
He will be very honest and say he can't either.
Okay, there you go. All right.
She was telling the truth.
You know, sometimes you're scrolling through your social media feeds and you see a picture and you're like, what is that? Somebody on my timeline posted this picture of this dilapidated cart at a grocery store. And I was like, well, that's a weird thing to post. And then I read the caption, and it hit hard. So he said, I went to the store to get a few things, walked in, grabbed this cart, started to push it. It's squeaky, it's wobbly, it's bent up. And my initial thought was to return it and grab another, but I figured I'll just use it and get what I need.
Yeah, I, was, I mean, I, you know, you get that one wheel that's going,
right,
you know.
It's awful.
It is.
He said, I went through the store with this mess of a cart going all over the place. It's making noise. Got what I needed, went to the checkout line, paid for my items, put them back on this beat up cart, made my way outside, unloaded everything into my car, and put the cart back in the cart corral. And at this point, it hit me that this cart taught me a valuable lesson. The cart, although beat up and nowhere near working like a new cart would, it had done the exact thing it was made for. The cart had a purpose, and it still completed that purpose. And it did it by someone taking a chance on using it for that purpose. Somebody seeing its battle wounds and still giving it a chance to be what it was meant to be. And we're the same. We all have a purpose. We've all been beat up by life. But when someone takes a chance on us, we can still show that we have a purpose. And I love this. He's like, so I guess this stupid little cart showed me that no matter what I've been through, I can still push through and do what I was made to do.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Right?
I love that.
So good.
And what can we do for you?
Hi, I was actually calling to talk about the Costco week that you guys were discussing earlier.
Oh, yeah. We were talking about Costco and how it is a madhouse. There's so many people in there. It's like unlike any other store. But to be honest, I like going there. And if you don't have a Costco near you, it's similar to Sam's Club. It just seems like there's so many more people in there.
It was just so crazy because I feel like I have to meditate and just be ready to go in there.
You have to be in the right frame of mind.
You do. You have to just say, okay, I'm going to breathe. I'm going to be patient. They are trying to run over and kill you.
Yeah, they are.
Everything appears to be this priority, and it's like, this is stuff.
And what doesn't make sense is they're not running out of anything.
Yeah.
There's not
and
usually
why,
like...
Why the pandemonium? Why
I
the
know.
Chaos?
Right. And worse than that, you show your ID three times. So you're a thief when you walk in. You have to show your ID. You're a thief when you cash out. You have to show your ID. Then you have to show your receipt on the way out.
Yeah.
It's not the most pleasant experience.
No. No, it's not.
But it's like, I'm coming here to spend good, hard-earned money, and I'm being treated like a... like a felon.
So our Love Your Neighbor promotion is over with, as in we're no longer taking submissions, but we're going through some of our submissions and making some people happy this
Love
morning.
It.
Calling Kayla. Hopefully she picks up here.
Hello?
Is Kayla there?
Yes, this is her.
Hey, this is Kankel Fritz and Friends calling from Family Life Radio.
It's wonderful to talk to you.
Well, it's wonderful to talk to you. You called us for our Love Your Neighbor promotion regarding your mom and dad. Tell us a little about your mom and what she's going through.
She got COVID and it should have killed her. We were on the edge multiple times. And that was like a really hard season for everyone. And what we didn't know is that her lungs have been damaged so terribly from COVID that eventually it turned into this diagnosis of the pulmonary fibrosis, which is incurable. Told her the life expectancy is anywhere from 2 to 5 years. So we're just really uncertain of what the future holds for her and our families.
I'm so sorry. Now, you guys had asked her if there's something that she could do before she passed away, and she gave you an answer. What was it?
It was to go to celebrate your marriage one more time with our father at Mackinac Island.
Well, you know, part of our Love Your Neighbor campaign, we have talked with Jay and Laura LaFoon that put on that Celebrate Your Marriage conference on Mackinac Island, which I have heard is amazing. So pleased to let you know that everything is going to be covered for them. They get to go for free.
That's amazing. Oh, man. Oh, sorry.
No, that's fine.
I mean, you guys don't even know. It's such an incredible blessing and so generous. And I know it will mean so much to them and our family forever. I mean, knowing we get to get them this, and it's just, it's incredible. Thank you so much.
Well, it's our pleasure.
That's amazing. That's awesome.
Well, we're so happy for them, and we're happy for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
They're very blessed to have you.
Yes, no kidding.
God's just so good, and you guys are so great, and I just love that you are willing to pour into families and hear their stories and then, like, show up in such a phenomenal way, especially, like, I mean, it feels like a miracle. Like, it's just amazing. Mm. I didn't know where this would go when I reached out, and this just, man, this is incredible. So grateful.
Family Life Radio, it's time for the good news of the day.
It's good news, ain't it good for your soul? Some good news, oh.
Hey, we want to hear your good news. What's God doing in your life? Give us a call right now at 888-888-9976. Carrie is with us from Michigan. Tell us what's going on.
This is a difficult story to share, but I actually had an eating disorder, a bulimia, since the age of 16. And about 2.5 years ago, I had just had it. I've had it with the enemy, and, you know, he was just controlling my entire life. And I just prayed for a miracle, and then it was like one day, I was done.
Mm.
You know, in today's society, so many people have to look a certain way, and with social media, it doesn't help young kids to have the perfect image. And maybe, you know, somebody will hear this story and just keep praying, because it works.
Mm. Well, Misty,
you could not have known this when you called, but you're speaking to another bulimic.
Oh my gosh.
And wow. I just launched a new eating disorder recovery podcast on our page at myflr.org. called Seconds, Going Back for More of Life After an Eating Disorder.
Well, I was really nervous calling it because not many people know. Mm. But God urged me to, maybe I can help somebody.
Yeah.
Because if you just pray hard enough and really believe that God can do anything, like all things through God. And I told my kids, like, I've got to do something, because they would hear it and I don't want them. You know what I mean? I was embarrassed and I was afraid to eat, and it was bad. I mean, the bulimia destroys people's lives.
Mm-hmm.
It really does. And your self-image, but no more. It's been, almost 2 years. And the thought creeps and I'm like, nope, I just rebuke it. And I'm like, God, you already saved me multiple times. So, nope, not today, Satan.
Mm. Wow, what a beautiful story. Well, thank you so much for sharing.
Yeah.
But you know, it's on. In all honesty, thank you so much for your vulnerability, because I know that's a difficult thing to share. And as somebody who struggles with the same thing, I appreciate it. And your recovery story is going to touch lives.
Mm-hmm.
So keep talking about it.
Yeah, I do. I do.
Brandon Lake, he is touring with Phil Wickham around the country to some Family Life Radio cities near you.
Yeah, he's going to be in Tucson April 18th. Well, he and Phil. Phoenix April 20th, Albuquerque April 21st, and then Holland, Michigan on May 28th.
So we got Brandon Lake with us right now. And you said there are miracles happening at your shows. And you said the first one is your wife. Tell us what happened.
She's coming out to a show and to meet me. And she like blew out her knee in a really bad way. Could barely walk, but she's like, no, I'm committed, I'm coming. And she brought one of our middle son. So I'm like texting her like, hey, are you making it to the airport? Are you okay? She's like, I'm in so much pain. When she got there, a guy on our team was like, hey, can I pray for you? And she's like, yeah, I got a really bad pain in my knee. I think I did something horrible. I injured it in soccer years ago and it feels like that injury again. And he prayed for her knee. And she woke up the next day with zero pain, was completely healed. We've seen, you know, people just lower back pain just be instantly healed as we speak it out and believe together. I've seen crazy things like where a dude had a metal plate in his leg from getting in a car accident, breaking his leg. They put a metal plate in his leg. One night somebody gets on the mic and goes, I believe God wants to make metal that is supporting, helping your body, but God doesn't want that metal in your, whatever. He actually just think he said just metal plates. And this guy comes, they bring him backstage after the show. And he's like, guys, I've had a metal plate in my leg. I've been able to feel it for 12 years or however many years. He goes, it's not there anymore. And I'm like, dude, no way. like, what? He's like, feel it. And you could see the scar around where there's this rectangle metal plate. I don't know what to say, just other than it's not there.
To the person who keeps letting their dog go in my yard, I've got you on video and I'm posting it.
I just moved into this neighborhood and there are two stop signs on my street.
Pretty excessive, right?
How do I get one removed?
What's new on Nextdoor?
So I was at that new restaurant and my soup was lukewarm at best. Boycott.
The Nextdoor post of the day with Kankel Fritz and Friends on Family Life Radio.
I don't know about you, but we find Nextdoor to be very entertaining.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
The things that people post are hilarious. It's Kankel Fritz and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. And so here's the latest one we saw.
Anyone get their gas bill this week? Do you mind sharing your bill with us? What? What on earth?
There's a lot of questions that seem very invasive.
Yeah.
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 And then this one. Is it me? Or are there an abnormal amount of people with Minnesota license plates driving around? Okay. I know there are a lot of out-of-state plates, but it's kind of bizarre how many from Minnesota. Anyone else notice this? If so, is there a reason?
Calm down. They have a vendetta against Minnesota. I just found this one. Somebody posted a conversation where somebody actually contacted them and said, did you gripe about my comment? Like, inboxed them because they said something negative about something somebody posted. And they private messaged him and was like, I'm just curious. Why would you do that? What on earth?
Oh, boy. All right. If you've seen something on Nextdoor that's funny, we got to hear it. 888-888-9976. Who is this?
Hi, my name's Bridget. I'm a foster mom in Clovis, New Mexico. And I just wanted to share something that I felt like God put on my heart.
Yeah. Let us know. What's going on, Bridget?
We're in the middle of trusting God for a third row vehicle on a very, very small budget. And the song that just got played of "You're the same God now as you were back then" just kind of reminded me of a scripture that was put on my heart yesterday when I was feeling discouraged about like us getting a car. Mm-hmm. And I felt like God was reminding me that he can take our loaves and fishes that we bring to him and he can multiply them and provide for us. And I just wanted to say thank you for playing that song because my husband and I were just kind of praying last night, feeling discouraged and like kind of attacked by the enemy to like feel like it wasn't going to happen. And that was just what I needed to hear today on the radio as I'm driving my husband to work with the kids and just kind of thanking God that he is consistent and he's never changing.
Mm. Amen. He never does change. He is the same God. You know, Bridget, hold on here because I want to tell you a story about God providing a vehicle and what I had to do first in order to put myself in position to receive that. So hang on, we'll talk about that coming up on Family Life Radio. Talking with Bridget, she is a foster mom with a bunch of kids and she's needing a third row vehicle. Bridget, I just want to encourage you with something.
Yeah, yes, sir.
So I was in the same situation, except in our situation, we've got a daughter diagnosed with multiple special needs. She's in a wheelchair, and wheelchair vans are very expensive. I knew we needed one. Abby, our daughter, was just getting too big. Like, for example, when she was little, I'd pick her up out of her collapsible wheelchair and put her in a car seat, and I was able to do that. Well, she's getting bigger and bigger and heavier, and my back is not liking this at all. And
yeah.
And now I have a bad back these days because I ignored it. But one day I'm reading my Bible, and in Proverbs where it says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge Him, and He'll direct your path." In other words, give it all to God.
Yeah, I haven't been giving it to him. I've been holding it and getting anxious about it.
That's what I was doing too.
Yeah.
And so when I finally did that, it's almost like I forgot about it.
I want that terribly.
And this lady calls up one day and she said, "I heard you're looking for a wheelchair van." I said, "Yeah." And she said, "Well, come on by. I want you to show it to you." She shows it to me. And then when she's done showing it to me, she goes, "I bet you're wondering how much I want for it." I said, "Yeah, what do you want to sell it for?" She goes, "I'm giving it to you."
No, oh my gosh, you're going to make me cry.
So I say that to encourage you.
Yeah, thank you. I needed to hear that today.
There is power when you finally drop it in his lap and refuse to pick it up. I feel like God waits for us to do that, and then he can work.
Yeah, no, you're totally right. Thank you for that word. Uh-huh.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I needed to hear that today.
And by the way, it's kind of been a, we've heard that time and time again, a lot of times when we have that good news of the day when people call in, they'll use that phrase, I finally gave it to God, and then this happened. And it's like, I don't know why personally I have a hard time giving it to. Why do we do that?
It's human nature. We just hold on to it.
You're right. And maybe somebody's listening to this now that wants to give a van. There we go.
Yeah. Love your neighbor may be over, but there's never a shortage of people listening that could very well be in the position to
Amen.
Help.
Amen. That's right.
Oh, that's so incredible. Thank you guys for encouraging me. Appreciate you guys. God bless.
Family Life Radio, Kankel Fritz and Friends with you, and it's time for the Joy Report.
I got joy, joy, joy.
What's bringing you joy today? Give us a call at 888-888-9976. And Kathy's with us. What's going on?
Well, my husband, you know, he does lawn care. Probably about 20 years ago, he fell off of his trailer and popped his rib out a little bit, and it never really healed. It was always sticked out more on the one side than the other.
Oh, no. Ouch.
The other night, he was outside and he was walking around and he tripped over his tractor element and he heard this pop. And he says, I think I broke my rib. Next thing you know, it looked like God popped it back into place. So.
Wow.
So, God is good. You know, he does things in maybe an unusual way, but it went right back in place.
Well, that's great news.
It is.
Yeah. Maybe if I fall down later on today, it'll fix my back.
Oh,
really? Yes.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. I would love to connect with you on Facebook and Instagram where you can share your good news or joy report. Just look for and like FLR Mornings.
Thanks for listening to the Kankel Fritz and Friends podcast, heard on Family Life Radio. We would appreciate it so much if you could rate, review, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. You can also find more exclusive content at myflr.org and FLR Mornings on both Facebook and Instagram. And if you support Family Life Radio, thank you.